This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have to start.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, today we keep it light and easy, inshallah ta'ala. We will learn about the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muhit. Al-Muhit, as one of the names of Allah, is mentioned a few times in the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا. And Allah is fully aware of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah Ali Imran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ مُحِيطٌ. Surely Allah is fully aware of all that they do. So what does this name of Allah mean? Al-Muhit is the all-encompassing, as in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses all that happens. He is aware of every single thing that is apparent and every single thing that is hidden. He knows what we feel. He knows what we think. He knows what we see. He knows what we conceal in the depths of our hearts and our minds. Al-Muhit, as the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one that we should not feel is fearful upon us. Sometimes when we hear that Allah knows everything, we start to think, oh, Allah knows my deepest secrets. Yes, and that's why as Muslims, we know that we stay away from doing things that we shouldn't be doing. Because Allah is aware of it, and we will have to give account for it. But if we think of this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Muhit, when someone is feeling low, when someone is feeling down, when someone feels depressed, don't feel alone. Know, understand that Al-Muhit feels what you, or knows what you feel. He understands the hardship that we're going through. And he knows very well what to take from our lives that will make things better, or to give to us in our lives that will make things better. And we'll learn about those names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, next week. How Allah takes from our lives certain things. He removes them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us in our lives certain things that we need or wish for, or things that may become difficult for us as a challenge and a test. But today we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-muhit, and He knows the struggles that we go through. A parent, someone who is a parent to children, at times we feel like we don't know how to really be a parent. Almost every single one of us as a parent, we've probably reached a point in time in our parenthood where we thought to ourselves, am I doing the right thing? Was I cut out to be a mother? Was I cut out to be a father? Is this something that I can actually handle? But we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not put us in that situation and allow us to be parents if we were not able to fulfill that role as a parent. And so alhamdulillah, whatever we go through, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. At the same time, we try to become better believers. As human beings, whether we are adults or children, students or working, whether we are parents or children, it doesn't matter. We all try to become better people. And we strive to become better believers. Our encouragement is to continue pushing forward, because Al-Muhit knows our struggles. He knows when you give 25 cents of sadaqah, when it's all that you have in your savings. He knows when someone gives 1,000 of their wealth in sadaqah, when they have 20 million in savings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Al-Muhit, is aware of everything. He understands the struggles that we go through. And therefore, it's important for us to understand Him as Al-Muhit, the one who's aware and never leaves us alone, never abandons us. And we have to ask ourselves this question: how do we want Al-Muhit to recognize us? If we are good, He recognizes us as good people. If we do bad and evil, Allah recognizes us as sinners. And so His knowledge, don't think of it as, oh, Allah's keeping tabs on everything. Think of it as, what title do I want to be recognized by? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do I want to stand before Allah on the day of judgment, and I am known as a good, strong believer? Or do I want to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the complete opposite? So Al-Muhit is aware of all that we do. And we see others struggling in their lives. And at times we don't know what to do for them. And we simply raise our hands. And we feel at times that raising our hands and making dua to Allah isn't enough. And this is why people become over-passionate, overzealous. They say, dua, we've been making dua, there's no change coming to, you know, family or people back home or in other countries. They say, we make dua day and night and nothing has happened. And then they start sending money. And they say, you know what, we're making dua and sending money and nothing's happening. I need to go over there and look after my family. I need to go over there and take care of things. Do we fully trust that Al-Muhit is aware? Because if we did, we would leave our trust with Allah and know that He will take care of everything. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, we conclude with one more reminder. The reminder to purify our intentions with regards to everything and anything that we do. For Al-Muhit is the one that we please. If we are looking for a promotion, if we are looking for a marriage proposal, if we are looking for a good university to go to, if we are looking for trying to be on a sports team, if we are trying to impress others, that will be our downfall. Our purpose is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the process of pleasing Allah, we seek the promotion through the pleasure of Allah. We seek becoming, you know, an amazing sports player or getting into an amazing university or the university of our choice or pleasing our parents or trying to get married. Whatever the case is, whatever we're going through in life, we do it for the sake of pleasing Allah. For Al-Muhit is aware. And the worst of the worst things that we can do is to do, or I should say one of the worst things, not the worst of the worst, one of the worst things that we can do is to do something for the pleasure of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this falls under the minor types of shirk. Things that can be linked to worshipping other than Allah, which is to put our pleasure in the hearts of others. As in, we try to please other people. I am perfecting my prayer because so-and-so brother is watching. I'm perfecting my grades because, you know, I need to get this scholarship. Not because we want it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because of some other purpose. And that's where sometimes there's a fine line that we need to define between pleasing Allah and pleasing the creation. And so remember that Al-Muhit is aware of everything. Do what we do for the sake of Allah, and we will always be successful in this life and in the hereafter. We conclude by sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا. اللهم بارك لنا في ديننا ودنيانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين. Ya Allah, please put barakah in our lives and make it easy for us to impress you and you alone. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to perfect and correct our intentions and to always do what is right according to you. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to follow your commands in the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those who are sincere and genuine and submit to none other than you. Ya Allah, please make it easy for our family members to learn this deen through us and to spread it so that we acquire rewards through them. Ya Allah, please make everything that we do a means of us attaining a higher level of paradise and make it easy for us to be from amongst those who follow and convey the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, please make it easy for all the people, all the brothers and sisters of ours in various countries around the world that are suffering and struggling and going through difficulties and hardship. Ya Allah, please remove that difficulty and hardship from upon them. Ya Allah, please grant ease to all those that are going through hardship. Please grant health to all those that are suffering with illness. Ya Allah, please cure those that are feeling pain and feeling some sort of displeasure in their bodies. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to always seek your pleasure and to be patient with it, whatever hardship you deal our way. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wad'uuhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allah akbar wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أين الصلاة أين الفناء قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Please make sure your cell phones are on silent.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع ماله وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مقصدة في عمد ممددة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
جزاكم الله خيرا, my brothers and sisters, for your cooperation and help always coming and going to the parking lot. Please do remember to donate generously on your way out. Also, tomorrow from 12 to 3, we have our barbecue here at the masjid. And so we invite you to attend that. And for the youth program, registration is open as well. So you can visit the masjid website, which is www.iknamilton.com. And you can register your teenagers for that youth program, inshallah ta'ala, that takes place on Saturdays and Sundays, both for boys as well as girls. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sure.
I'll get to you.
S-H-A-Y-K-H. D-A-O-O-D at Gmail.
So
okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem.